Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Immigration is the issue of the Republican Party, but somehow the media progressive cult has pushed this narrative that Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party is going to fix it. Well, unfortunately, it's actually working because Democrat approval on the border is at its highest in years. J.D. Vance is one of the good ones who talks about immigration and gave a really good answer, but one that I haven't really heard from Donald Trump yet. It's really interesting. Take a look.
Question for you about the Haitian migrants in Springfield. So I know you've talked a lot about how we need to deport illegal aliens, but I wanted to ask you, the majority of the Haitians in Springfield came under TPS, so they are here legally. And I know you've expressed a lot of your issues with the TPS program and wanting to change that under a Trump-Vance administration. But I guess my question for you is, if you become the vice president under a Trump administration, what will you guys do about the migrants that are already there, since they did arrive legally? And a follow-up to that, if you plan to deport them, how would you do that legally?
Well, look, this is a media and Kamala Harris fact check that I want to clarify and clear up right now. And Now, the media loves to say that the Haitian migrants, hundreds of thousands of them, by the way, 20,000 in Springfield, but hundreds of thousands of them all across our country, they are here legally. And what they mean is that Kamala Harris used two separate programs, mass parole and temporary protective status. She used two programs to wave a wand and to say, we're not going to deport those people here. Well, if Kamala Harris waves the wand illegally and says these people are now here legally, I'm still going to call them an illegal alien. An illegal action from Kamala Harris does not make an alien legal. That is not how this works.
So here's why this is such a great answer. The burden of the awful policy and what is happening to our country is on who? Democrats. It's not on the immigrants. That's what he goes into on this. Oftentimes, people talk about how awful these illegal immigrants are coming in, but we have to remember that the illegal immigrants are not the people who formed the policy for this. Why do I make that distinction? Because Donald Trump and other Republicans, it's something I disagree with Donald Trump on. I agree with most things with Donald Trump. I'm obviously voting for the guy, want him to win. But one thing that I really disagree with Donald Trump on and a lot of Republicans right now is that they are demonizing illegal immigrants. And that is one of the things, and the reason why I disagree with this, is it turns off independents big time. And newsflash, you're in the middle of an election. Your job is to win, and you need independents if you're going to win. You can't just win with the MAGA base. It's not enough. And again, it's one of my biggest frustrations with Donald Trump right now, but we can call them illegal immigrants. That's okay. Of course, we're okay to call them that. But here's the deal. It's neither accurate nor practical to blame illegal immigrants for what is going on right now. This is what J.D. Vance kind of gets to the heart at. Are they illegal? Yes. But are they here on their own accord? Not really. They're here because of Kamala Harris. It isn't accurate. So it's not practical. It isn't accurate. Let's talk about the accuracy first. It isn't accurate because, as J.D. Vance points out, most illegal immigrants are coming into the country through an unconstitutional policy backed by, and not just backed, but implemented by the Biden-Harris administration. Those immigrants don't know the Constitution. Those immigrants don't, I mean, they're not like sitting down with a law book trying to decide, oh, is this a legal thing to go in the United States? No. They just showed up and say they want amnesty, and that's part of the law. The law's wrong. Do we still call them illegal immigrants? Absolutely. But I'm sorry. If I'm someone living in Mexico, I'm coming to the United States. A lot of you might not know this. I was filming. You'll probably notice the set is different because I'm home now. This whole summer, I was living in Mexico. The whole time I was there. And I was on the beach every day. It was awesome. But here's the deal, guys. Mexico, even in Cancun, is nothing compared to the United States. So if I'm someone living in Mexico, heaven forbid, Venezuela, am I coming to the United States? You're darn right. I could say unequivocally the United States is the greatest nation on earth. So I'd go to the U.S. border in a heartbeat and walk all the way there if I could. So it's not accurate to blame the migrants for wanting to go to the greatest country on earth. It's on the Democrats for their awful policy. So now for those, oh, by the way, there's those who are going to make tunnels to go under the wall. They're going to cross through terrorists. They're going to be terrorists themselves, not from Mexico, but I mean, there are certainly terrorists from Mexico, but I'm talking people from Syria who have come across, Uzbekistanis who have come across, Chinese spies who have come across. I'm not talking about those people. Those people are criminals. They are to blame. They should be deported immediately. So again, that's a different group. It is a minority. It's still important. It's definitely part of the immigration. You know, it's part of that talk. It should be. But that's not all illegal immigrants, like some people are saying. The average immigrant just isn't a terrorist. They just want to be in the best nation on earth. Does that mean they should be able to come here? No, not necessarily. As we'll talk about later in this episode, people who have merit are the people who should be taken in first. So that's why it's not accurate to say that it's immigrants' fault. That's important, but it's an election as well. We have to be practical. It's not practical either. When Trump comes out and says that the illegal immigrants are terrorists coming through the border, do you know what independents hear? Put your if you're not an independent, you're more MAGA or conservative or whatever, but you were never voting for Kamala Harris. Put on your independent cap for a second. This is what they hear from Trump. They think that Trump just said all immigrants are terrorists. And frankly, based on his rhetoric, guys, I can see why they're turned off by that. Sometimes Donald Trump just isn't specific enough. If you know Donald Trump, like me, if you like Donald Trump, you watch a lot of his stuff, you know what he's talking about. And the left-wing media will, you know, they'll do this crap and they'll say that he's racist. It has nothing to do with that. I'm not saying Donald Trump is racist in any way. That's ridiculous. What I'm saying, though, is he oversimplifies things and it makes him look bad. And he gives the media opportunities to make him look bad. So you can get mad at me, but I'm just saying this because I want Trump to win. I'm also saying this with receipts, guys. And those receipts are that if you look at the polling and if you ask Americans right now, do you support Republicans more or Democrats on the border? People still say that they support Republicans more, which thank goodness for that. But if you look over time, more and more support is going to Democrats, which is insane. It's absolutely insane. This should be a slam dunk for Republicans. If it's not, which I want it to be, you have to look at yourself and say, why is it not? So do what J.D. Vance did here and blame the Democrats, not the migrants. It's neither practical nor accurate. But Vivek Ramaswamy, guys, is another one who speaks about immigration very, very well. Vivek Ramaswamy was just in Springfield, Ohio, to talk to people about what's going on with the Haitian immigrants, and he posted a video about it. Really fascinating. I wanted to show you guys here. Take a look.
I would love to hear your perspective, just not statistics, but your observation, roughly. How many of the Haitian migrants here are dependent on government services and aid versus how many are just effectively making their own ends meet just by working without government assistance?
I don't know. I don't think anybody knows that.
I think the city officials, it's unclear.
Doctor, trained for 8 years, can't have his medical degree recognized here, so went to nursing school, paid out of pocket to do it, law-abiding, left his kids back in his country because he was kidnapped in his home country.
That ain't the narrative. The narrative is the drain on the human services. Your community, back of the line, trying to get in the hospital. Now that's the narrative, right? We can't keep paying for all this. That's the narrative, I think.
Kids in school don't speak English, so now the teachers are too concerned about doing translation services and teaching them to speak English when their other kids are not learning. So that's right. A disconnect there.
I think we need to worry about the long-term impact. We've got a city that's invested and reinvested a lot downtown. There's restaurants popping up everywhere. And the long-term effect of people wanting to move here and be here. And what this is doing to that as well. The drain on the resources, the how much more reinvestment is going to be happening long-term. Will folks come here and reinvest?
That's okay.
No.
I think if people are able to pay attention as a consequence of this to a conversation that we are long overdue to have in this country about what kind of immigration we want, about what the character is of that, and how we use it to make America stronger rather than weaker. I'm an optimist, but I still believe some good, if not a lot of good, can come of all of this, actually.
So this is the real story of Springfield. Are people eating the dogs? They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. That's my Trump impersonation. Maybe you've heard the song even. The song's good. Are people doing that? Maybe. It might be happening, but Trump shouldn't have brought it up in that way during the debate. Again, sometimes it's all about the truth. Truth is super important. sometimes you don't have to say things when you're trying to win an election. Should you lie? That's not what I'm saying. But do you have to bring up something like that in the middle of a debate when they're undecided looking? Again, I don't think it's really going to have a big effect, but it certainly wasn't a positive for him. He shouldn't have brought it up. He should have brought up, though, what these people are saying to Vivek here. And man, I can't give enough praise to Vivek for going on the ground. Again, there's people out there who will complain about things. They'll say things are a certain way. But those who are actually on the ground are those who are actually making a difference. This is something that I'm wanting to do on my channel. For the election, I'm going to DC. So you'll see some videos. I'm going to go talk to some leftists out at DC and we'll see what happens with the election there. So I'm a big believer in that. It isn't good or fair, but yeah, going back to what Vivek Ramaswamy is talking about, it's not good or fair for a group of students who learn in English, for instance, to suddenly have 10 Haitians show up and want to learn those things in French. It's not like a race thing either. It's like, it doesn't make sense. This is just one example of how the social programs in Springfield are being tested by Haitian migrants, which is the real story of all this. Sometimes we get so caught up in the politics, guys. And believe me, I talk about politics, I get it. We get so caught up in the politics that we just forget about the logic. Cut the politics out for a second. Does it make sense for 20,000 people who speak a completely different language to show up to a town of 60,000 people, barely even bigger than that group, who speak a completely different language? Does that make any sense? Again, politics out of this. This is the argument that Donald Trump should be making and Vivek Ramaswamy is making. If you say yes, that makes sense for 20,000 people to show up to a town of 60,000 people who speak a different language, you're an idiot. You're dumb. Sorry. And we're not going to be able to agree on very many things, but most people are going to agree, no, that's ridiculous. This is what's happening in our country because of the illegal immigration problem. Again, it isn't the Haitians' fault. If I were a Haitian, you're darn right, I want to come to the United States and be here. And man, if there are Democrats out there that are trying to make it easy for me to come here, I would utilize those policies too. I would. I'm sorry. Whether I'm a conservative Haitian or a progressive Haitian, but Democrats are the ones to blame. It's not the Haitians because they created an unconstitutional policy to let them in. The Democrats are to blame. It isn't good for the Haitians, this policy, or the people in Springfield because, as it turns out, countries have known forever that you cannot assimilate limitless refugees or limitless immigrants. There is a cap before you lose your national identity, which is what's happening in America right now and your country as a whole. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.